Everybody in Audio Boo Boo Land. It's Matt, KB7QLT here. In the great state of Utah, where it's going to be in the upper 70s or thereabouts. And it already feels hot in the apartment building and outside. Looking forward to a long several months of hot weather. Anyway, I'm leaving this Audio Boo today to talk about greed. Greedy cell phone companies. That's right. It's a hard one. So many of these cell phone companies, they just want your money. And they want it all. Especially when it comes to data. They want all that they can get. For instance, AT&T on their shared data plans, $120 a month for 10 gigabytes of data. Delivered at 3G or 4G speeds. That's not very much. Consider that CenturyLink can offer me unlimited data at faster speed for only $50 a month. AT&T is offering 100 times less and charging over twice as much. That's a ripoff, and at the earliest opportunity, I'm going to put a stop to it. I'm going to pay for as little data as I can, because I've noticed that I'm only using 1 or 2 gig of it. Pay for as little data as possible and do my best to spread the word and make sure that everybody else is aware that their phone companies may be ripping them off too. My wife and I both have iPhones. And if we were both to go to T-Mobile, $70 per line for what they call unlimited data. They won't slow you down, but at the same time, they only give you limited tethering options without paying even more for a premium plan. So they're deceptive that way. And they're not paying anything for your phone. They charge you $20 extra for your phone if you want to go the contract style. So it'd be $90 per phone. 90, 90 is 180. That's slightly more than what we'd be paying on AT&T, and they say T-Mobile's not a ripoff. I can tell you that it is. Once we lower the data plan, 30 and 30 is 60 for unlimited calls and text. And then I'm hoping to get the data down to about 60 a month, maybe 70. Then with insurance, it'll be about 140. So we're getting our phones halfway paid for on AT&T, whereas with T-Mobile, we wouldn't get any insurance or anything, and we'd still be paying $140. So it's a hard one. It's very hard. These companies are so competitive. Whatever you do, minimize the ripoff as much as you can. Minimize that financial ripoff. These ridiculous phone companies in their greed are doing to this country. Yeah, it is a necessity to have cell phones, to have data wherever you are, so you can get GPS data when getting lost, look things up when you need to, that kind of thing, and then update your applications and stuff when you get home back on Wi-Fi. That can be important. I run Edified Access, tech support business, so that having data when out and about is rather important to me. Could I live without it? Yes, but it would be extremely hard. And I wouldn't be able to take as many calls if I was out going from one place to another. Somebody called me up on the Edified Access line. So data is important. What I'm here to say is minimize the ripoff as much as possible. With that, have fun with your very expensive cell phones and data plans. Don't get ripped off if you can help it. And don't work too hard.